Okay, so you were asking me if I had Bluetooth headphones.
Right, but the true wireless, the, you know, no cord or whatever. I have them and my wife hates them.
Why?
Because they're not AirPods. Like I'm with everyone who thinks AirPods are kind of whack, but she hates it because I always have one in. Because I can have one in to listen to like podcasts and stuff.
Yeah.
And she still hasn't caught on to the fact that the ear that I have them in is always the ear that's closer to her.
That is perfect.
Terrible.
I use mine. You know how with Roku, you can have the app on your phone, and yeah. So
absolutely,
whenever I sleep and I want to watch TV, I'll use mine for
that's
those.
That's the best thing ever.
Speaking of watching TV, man, Kev, how hype are you right now?
I'm impeachment trial.
The last season of Clone Wars. Ooh,
son. I know that was one of those. What did you? Okay, so do you remember offhand or off top what was the first sentence of your post about Clone Wars?
I do not. No.
It was something to the effect of, if this isn't your cup of tea, like,
oh, just move if it ain't along, your thing, keep scrolling. Yeah.
Yeah. I kept scrolling. I was like, enough said.
Hey, listen, man. I am for real hype. That was actually the opening question. Like, I forgot to say that you were now listening to Rap Sucks Radio. Thank y'all for tuning in. I forgot to say all of that. That's how hype I am about Clone Wars right now.
Well, I'm glad to know that you hadn't changed the title of the podcast without me knowing.
Hey, well, look, you made the last meeting.
I have a question for you that I forgot to ask in the last episode.
Sure.
I just went to, what is it called? Kid Space Museum in Pasadena, over by the Rose Bowl.
Yep.
And I texted you because I'm an inclusive friend.
That was very nice
to say, hey, the fam and I are going, you know, if you guys don't have plans, how you feel, you know, what are you up to? Come on, you know, we would love to hang out with you and your lovely family. And then I think I ran out of characters on the text message.
This is the most you I've been called out publicly for about anything, but I'm listening.
No, wait, hold on. It gets better. You weren't able to make it, but what I want to know now is, have you been there before?
Yes. So 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago.
Mm. Okay. So this is my question to you. And by the way, no disrespect to Kid Space, the staff, everybody there, just delightful. However, you could not reply to me and tell me that I was walking into Lord of the Flies. Good God, man. And it was free museum day.
Yep.
Which explains why we went, right?
Right.
Which is a fantastic day for the entirety of LA County or the greater LA area. You know, all these museums are free. However, again, Lord of the Flies.
It goes down. It goes absolutely down. You're absolutely right.
Oh my! It's the closest thing to a rave for kids.
Well, it's the same, man. It's the same with the Science Museum by USC. It's the same thing.
Yeah. You know, we were there for a field trip, and so it was like a weekday, and it wasn't too crazy. But yeah, it was still pretty nuts. But this was like, this is a whole other, because it's outside, so like, and then, you know, you can't get mad at the kids, but like the kids, several times I turned around, I was like, who's your mommy? Where's your dad? You see their dad and mom on their phone or whatever, and I'm like, you know.
Kid is just roughhousing the
yeah.
Yeah. It's a full-on playground.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no problem. And we had a car in the shop today for routine maintenance. And, of course, they added everything onto it. So we sat there in sadness as our money went away. Wow. And then, I mean, by the time this is recorded, I guess this will kind of date the recording. And then, yeah, my team got they behind beat by Philly. So there's that.
How's that going to work for you?
You know, it'll be all right. We'll figure it out. You know, we won't figure it out. But it is rap time, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, it's rap time. I'm going to see y'all on the other side. Yeah, let's go. Yep. What it is, good people? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
What up?
What up? I'm always waiting for something like.
Oh no, I'm glad you do, because every so often I'm like, I got something, but I was thinking about the fact that I still haven't called you out also on the piece at the end of every episode that you mechanically alter
to
make me sound
I do not
offbeat.
I never, ever, ever have altered that. And you've questioned me on this before. Okay, so for those that are listening, for those of y'all that make it through to the end of the show, we always say peace on the count of three at the end, and Kev is always late. Always late. And he has blamed me and accused me for altering and editing him to be late all the time, as if that's something that I even want to spend time doing to begin with.
Now, let me keep it real with you. Okay, first of all, cut it out. But generally speaking, this is how things go down. I might have a beverage during the course of recording. So I'll be infinitely more aware and attentive and eloquent at the beginning of the episode. And as the episode drags on, clearly I'm not.
Okay.
So by the end of the episode, it's a guessing game. Anything could be happening. Right? So maybe I am off. Maybe I don't. But it nevertheless, maybe I don't remember. Not two episodes ago, though, I was on it. And I said, you know what, Kev? You're better than that. Let's get this right. Come on, man.
You have never.
Okay, you know what?
Not
you
once.
Made me sound so off. You didn't. It wasn't even like you tried to shift me.
I didn't even do it.
Just a few milliseconds. You literally pushed me into the next hour.
No
of programming.
No,
I'm like, dude, come on, man.
I have no time to do that.
Not even.
Oh, like one day now I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna do it so pointlessly extreme.
I want to produce a whole new record for you just so I can make your rap sound even worse.
Oh, where are you going? Okay. I almost gave somebody a shout out.
I'm sorry.
Almost gave somebody a shout out that I shouldn't. I should definitely not say that. I was about to call somebody out really badly right now. Look, man.
All right. What are we even doing here?
What are we doing? Well, I mean, aside from me being accused of editing your voice, you know, to make you sound offbeat.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yep.
It is time for Doing Too Much. Doing Too Much. I didn't say that last episode, right? So,
I did.
Yeah, you did. Louis Rivette is doing too much.
Way too much.
A Mississippi man headed to jail after confessing to burning a cross outside of the home of an African-American family, said he wishes he could take it all back. Your title for this was, or is, Today in Post-Racial America. Good job, Kev. Mm-hmm. Good job. Thanks. This is reported by the Atlanta Black Star, and the people involved in this are Louis Rivette and Graham Williams. So let's jump into what they, you know, what the issue is here. Louis Rivette, age 38, was sentenced to 11 years in federal prison on I'm going to say Tuesday, but this is back from September 2019, months after he and a co-conspirator pleaded guilty to carrying out a racist act. Rivette was convicted on one count of using fire in the commission of a federal felony, interference with housing rights, and a federal civil rights violation in the October 2017 incident, the Clarion Ledger reported. The defendant, so basically he burned a cross on front lawn.
Yep.
The defendant expressed remorse during sentencing as his family and friends wept in the crowd. Here's what he said, Kev. "I want everyone to know I'm not proud of what happened," he told the court. "I hate what I did. I cannot even believe I did that. I've never done anything like that before in my life." End quote.
I'm going to call bullshit on the last thing.
I'm not.
I might call it on the whole thing, but I definitely don't believe that he never did this before. Have you ever tried to light anything on fire? You never get it right the first time.
Maybe that's how he got caught.
Right away. By the way, if you burn crosses in a town called Seminary? That's literally he's the human embodiment of the shake my head hashtag. Like, what in the hell is wrong with you?
You know what? I was going to say that I don't think he has ever done anything like that before, because who consistently burns crosses, though? But then you made an excellent point that, yeah, when you try to light something on fire, and it's, you need practice. You definitely need practice. So, yeah, this ain't his first rodeo. His first rodeo at lighting something on fire. But I don't know, man. I've never.
And then that picture, it's like he posed for a picture for the article,
does, too. It does, yo.
Just clown ass, inbred looking fool. He looked like he's one of Diego the Stilts' kids. He just silly. And you know he smiled for his mugshot. Big old dummy. The only thing I'll say, and this is not, by no means is this a defense, but you know he's poor.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, he expressed any kind of remorse.
Right.
Which is not in the rich man, it's not in the rich man's playbook at all.
Nope.
And he got 11 years.
He got 11 legitimate years.
Many people would probably say that he deserved more.
Right.
And they would be right.
They would be correct.
But that's a lot of years.
That is a lot of years for, yeah, you broke. His homeboy Graham didn't express any remorse. At least that's the article didn't say express any. So maybe Graham was upper middle class or middle class. But they went into a majority black neighborhood in Seminary, Mississippi to burn crosses. He said that he and accomplice Graham Williams, who also pleaded guilty, constructed the cross using materials from Rivette's home, then burned it near the homes of African-American families in the area, including the home of a juvenile victim. Both men said they carried out the racist practice in an attempt to threaten, frighten, and intimidate black residents because of their race and color. This is what I found most funny about this, and this is actually the main reason why I picked this as the doing too much, though. It actually isn't Louis Rivette that I thought was the focus of this article. All right, peep this, Kev. Despite their admissions, Judge Keith Sturette determined Rivette and Williams' crime wasn't solely driven by race, although he didn't elaborate on the other possible factors.
Wow.
Where? Some, huh? What happened right now?
What was...
I'm sorry, fam. What other reason do people burn crosses, homie? I'm just... Listen, look. Maybe he was having a bad day, but I don't know if that is a you know, extendable factor here. You know what I'm saying? This was based solely... They said it. They said it. Hey, Judge... Defendant, why did you do that? I was being racist. you know what? I don't believe you were just being racist. Man, I just told you what I was doing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. You know how there was a period after People's Court came out where, like, all these judge shows started popping up and everyone made fun of these judges because they were just TV show judges?
Yes.
Clearly, judges are not always that smart.
I'm like, dude, yeah, Jesus, you man. Need, I have a few questions. He did okay. say, he did, I'm just saying, I'm trying to figure out his angle here. He said, regardless of the MO, though, Surrett called the cross burning a big deal and scolded Rivette for his cowardice. Look, dog. See, this is what, but I'm going to tell you something, man. On a serious but not so serious note, this is why people keep doing this type of stuff, though. Because it ain't, the punishment isn't real enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not legit. So people keep doing wild stuff like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to burn a cross or I'm going to say something crazy racist because what will happen to me if the judge is like, well, you said you were being racist, but I don't really believe you were being racist. Like, come on, dog. And I know what judges do. I get it. I get that there could be a little bit of this, like, recognizing the person's human circumstance and saying that their actions weren't just based on, you know, racism or whatever the crime was, or, you know, statement of crime was, but also because they were poor and sad and their uncle just died and, you know, or whatever. But none of that matters, dude. None of that matters.
Listen.
You know?
Listen. Brown people in their early 20s get sentenced. Clearly white people in their late 30s get scolded. The judge becomes fussy.
It's too real. Because if this is the standard, and I'm like a young man that I've never done this before, but if I was a young man that sold crack, I'd be like, well, yeah, it wasn't to hurt people because the judge said there are other reasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, you don't sell crack because you want to make crackheads. You sell crack because you broke. But you burn crosses because you racist. It's pretty clear. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Good Lord.
Silly. I think I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble for this. But what I would just say to this idiot, Louis Rivette. Is that his name?
Yes.
Louis?
Louis
Rivette?
Yep.
What is it? Yeah. Okay. Man, if you are so angry and upset and aggrieved by seeing black folks having stuff, then just move to Brooklyn.
Or Compton.
Or Compton.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's crazy, dude. That happened in 2017.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Like, the other crazy thing is that he kind of, though, in a way, though, in that picture, he kind of looks like the white dude who's hard body hip hop at the Black Moon show. It's like, well, if you're here, you must really love hip hop.
Hey, dude, speaking of that, real quick. Did you see? Hey, I didn't watch the video. But the little thing where the white dude was in a battle and he said nigga and then they all fought, they all like start punching him.
Oh no, I read about it, but the headline pretty much said it all. But tell me what happened again. I know what he said, but what happened after that? Yeah.
Well, I guess it's just kind of real cut and dry. I guess he had alluded to the fact in the battle, you know, freestyling or whatever, that he knows he shouldn't say that word, right? Uh-huh. And then he said it. Like later on in the battle, and got punched in the mouth and in the face and all that stuff, right? And then some brothers broke it up, like, you know, some brothers wanted to beat him up, and some brothers like broke it up or whatever. But I think that is absolutely hilarious, but but not in the way that people think, though. Like, okay, here's the thing: on occasion, I'll come across a non-black person that says nigga, right?
Sure.
Now, I don't feel like I really need to be the corrector. The only thing that I say is, hey, man, you got to be careful who you say that around. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to give you a history lesson. I'm not going to do none of that. Cause I mean, I don't know. It's like calling me a shoe. I don't think I'm not a shoe. So that's the end of that. But
it's public service announcement.
Right. I'm saying, but I'm also like, I will kind of give you a little quick, like, hey dude, you got to be mindful because some people might try to kill you for it. You know what I'm saying? So whoever his black friends were, if you are listening to Rap Sucks Radio right now, y'all some trash black friends, fam. Y'all horrible black friends. And I pride myself on being a very good black friend. Like, I kind of keep my friends within the boundaries. Like, hey, be careful over there. That's not the way to handle that. You know what I'm saying? Watch out. You know what I'm saying? Those are chitlins. You don't want to eat those. Like, I feel like I'm a good black friend, man. Like, you know, to my non-black friends, I feel like I work hard to make sure that that I keep people in the bounds of nuance. His friends, though, they're really bad, yo. They are really bad. Hmm. You let your homeboy get punched in the mouth. Like, too bad. Yo, that's terrible.
You didn't keep me out of Lord of the Flies.
I didn't. That's the white part of Pasadena. You should have known better.
Wait, so are you... We were talking about... No, we may or may not have been talking about that as well. But are you saying that the people who... The guys who broke the fight up were his friends? His black friends?
I'm gonna... I don't know.
Or were they just black people who were trying to keep other black people from going to jail for some...
I'm hoping that it was all... I'm hoping that it was all of the above. That it was like, okay, these... I mean, I don't know. I just kind of feel like, you know, this isn't like, you know, Gangster's Paradise where, like, he's like the white teacher that came across town to be involved with the black kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm assuming it was just like him and everybody else was black.
Paradise? Wait, hold on.
Or whatever.
Wait, what was the name of that movie? That was not the name of the movie.
Oh, it wasn't?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, guess who's going to talk trash about us now?
Oh, God. Fucking Fizz. My bad, Fizz. My bad.
But Fizz, kudos to you for knowing the title of a movie that Michelle Pfeiffer was in. Fantastic work.
Well, you know.
That might have not even been Michelle Pfeiffer. It might have been Sharon Stone. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. Who cares?
One of them.
By the way.
One of them that wouldn't get punched for saying nigga. Basically.
Unless Tarantino did
the movie. Huh?
Did you see the Ebro thing?
Uh-uh. No, what happened?
And I don't know if it's an actual true tweet, but he tweeted something about Eminem.
No.
That Eminem has to work five times as hard and spit five times as hard, write five times better, whatever. So he did this whole, he laid it out and said, basically equated that with, so he knows how it feels to be a black person. I'm completely off the top of my head right now. But that was the argument that he made, right? Which, in theory, is an argument one may make. But why? And the only response I saw was someone just like, LMAO, you.
Oh, my God, dude.
Dude.
Why would you...
Man.
In a world of awful equating, you know what I mean? Like, who's the Emmett Till of white rap experience?
Bunny Rabbit.
I'm saying exactly like
where he said Eminem treats rap how black folks have had to treat life. Be five times better, work five times harder than everyone, and still not necessarily get respect.
Wow. Smith, stop. Just stop and go somewhere else. You know what I mean? Just stop. You're trying too hard. You're trying way too hard for that analogy. I get what you're trying to say. Just say Eminem works really hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't need to add anything to it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on. I don't particularly like sugar on grits. And that's a sugar on grits statement. Like, nah, man, come on. You just need butter and salt, fam. Sugar is too much. Over there cutting up.
Oh.
You know who else is trying to be? You know who else is cutting up? Well, not cutting up, but trying to cut up. My man, David Ostrom.
Brilliant. Love it. Love it. That was great.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's in the pantheon.
Yeah, you know what, man? I'm trying, man. It's a new year. I'm working hard. I'm working hard like Eminem, man. I'm treating life like black people. Wait a minute. I actually am black. That's interesting. All this history there. I like this title, man. Take it easy there, OJ. Your man David Ostrom is wilding, though. Like, this is actually... He's doing three much. Yeah. This is a double too much episode, fam. Alright, y'all, I'm sorry for keeping y'all waiting on the reason right here, man. But man request trial by combat using Japanese swords to resolve a dispute with his ex-wife, Kev. Whoa. Ooh. Whoa.
Yeah.
They don't make slow jams for that type of emotion. David is in trouble.
Nope. Yeah, he escalated it quickly.
It went there.
This is more of a Bobby Womack slow jam than a Luther Vandross slow jam, if anything.
For real. Wow. Listen. Anyway,
we are at a collective loss for words.
Dude, when I read that title, I was done. I was finished. Like, oh, wait a minute. He did what? This nigga requested trial by combat to resolve a dispute with his ex-wife. But peep this, though. David Ostrom has been, quote, destroyed legally, unquote, by his ex-wife and her attorney, he wrote in court filings. Now he wants to take them on in a different kind of battle, sword fighting. In a peculiar move, Ostrom has asked an Iowa court to agree to trial by combat, the Des Moines Register reported. He explained in court documents that he hopes to meet his ex-wife and her lawyer on the field of battle, Kev, where he will rend their souls from their corporal bodies, which he stated wrong. It's not corporal. He noted that, this deserves all the reading I'm doing, by the way. He noted that trial by combat has never been explicitly banned or restricted as a right in these United States. Adding that it had been used as recently, recently, he said, as 1818? When is that recent?
Listen,
he thought this all the way through, Kev. He said to prepare, he requested 12 weeks lead time to have one katana and one wakizashi sourced or forged for use.
Yeah.
Tracked down by local reporters, this is not done. Ostrom said that he's a fan of the Game of Thrones series. In which the trial by combat method is employed repeatedly.
The famous samurai
right,
saga, Game of Thrones.
He said, yet, even in the notoriously harsh world of Westeros, the practice was eventually outlawed because of its brutality. So, even in a fictional world where George R. R. Martin kills your favorite character for no reason, trial by combat was outlawed.
Dude.
Oh, boy.
So I'm ready when you are. You just let me know.
No, you go ahead, man. It's all you. Take it.
First of all, I looked up a picture of David Ostrom. So Do you know what he looks like?
No, I did not look up a picture.
He looks exactly the way you think he looks like.
Oh,
the only picture they have of him, he's literally got a fitted backwards. I'm like, all right, cool. He said he has no mental health issues and, quote, no experience of sword fighting. One of those statements is true.
So he has no experience in sword fighting.
The only thing that would make this... What's that?
So he has no experience in sword fighting. Yeah.
No. So give me 12 weeks to make something that I don't know how to use. The only thing that would have made it more gangster is if he also included in his petition that the court mandate that whoever loses the battle has to pay the opposing party's sword forging costs.
Hey, dude.
Oh my god. And this is in Iowa, right? He's a proud Iowanese person. Iowanese American. In honor of the upcoming Iowa primaries. You want to know why Iowa is first in the nation?
When it
comes to Democratic. This is why. Because of stuff like this. Because of proud Americans like David Ostrom.
Who know the law.
By the way, yes, the best argument you can ever have when you're saying something stupid is, no one said I couldn't do it.
Hey, this has not truly been outlawed. We could do trial by combat also, by any single day.
It wasn't like he was just trying to attack his old lady. The scenario was going to be, he's going to be outnumbered 2-1.
He wanted to take on her and the divorce lawyer.
Yeah.
To be fair, I've met two people in life that have been divorced, right? Like, who've gone through, like, well, I've met more people, multiple people that have been divorced, but two of them have gone through the whole actual court proceedings, you know, lawyers and everything, right?
Right.
Them dudes hate that lawyer, boy. Those two dudes, when I read it, I was like, okay, that's... If he was able to do this, I know a couple of other people that'd be like, oh, wait, we could do that? And be sword fighting in a mug. Because they cannot stand.
Oh, man. If nothing else, maybe ridiculous. I'm thinking that... Because at some point he said something like, well, he's done so much outlandish stuff to me that I figured I would say something just as stupid to him, right? Which I think at the end of the day was pretty much where it was. But, you know, it's like, you already know you're taking the L. So if I'm going to hold this L, then at least when I walk into that courtroom for the 18th time, I want the lawyer to not be able to look me in the eye. I mean, be able to look at the lawyer and be like, I saw you just peed a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I was on, you thought it was going to happen. The judge smiled. You thought it was about to go down. You know what I'm saying?
And also, again, same situation as before. He's a young white man. The judge said that his request was peculiar. Peculiar. Mr. Ostrom, why are you asking for something that's so peculiar?
It's totally deadly. He basically just threatened to kill both of them. Mm-hmm. The lawyer, Matthew Hudson, was like, we're going to have to... He requested to get rid of the visitation rights. You know, come on. It makes a lot of sense if I'm in court asking for... But, you know, it had to be in jest, but, oh, boy, I don't know. There's something wrong with you, Mr. Ostrom. There's something wrong. I'm not sure what's going on.
It'd be pretty tight if the lawyer was like, took Aikido. He's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. I've been waiting for this moment.
I've been training for this.
It's crazy. I was just playing Fruit Ninja on my phone like 20 minutes ago. Yeah, this is the type of thing I couldn't, you know, you can't plan for these activities. Continuing on in crazy news, man, because this is kind of a crazy. This is gonna be a crazy news episode. I read the story and was like, didn't we do this story already? But like you said, you're a jerk, part two. And see, dude, in true Star Wars fashion for your homeboy,
that was your title you. Is
You're a Jerk, Part Two, A New Hope.
Look, I'm a giver. Yeah.
What can peep I say? This, y'all. Peep this, folks. Peep this. All my peoples out there, peep this. A man who was allegedly high on meth reportedly fought off more than a dozen police officers while publicly masturbating. Oh my god. The lack of police training in Madison County. Oh my god. This man's name is Andrew Frey, and Huffington, he is 37 years old, or was at the time of this incident. Huffington Post reported this. Andrew Frey, age 37, apparently made a series of outbursts, quote unquote, and then began masturbating. One is different from the other, I guess.
Well, it seems like a reverse order kind of situation there.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. Masturbating in an Oregon restaurant. Incredibly, police reportedly unable.
This wasn't in Florida?
No, it was not in Florida. This is a straight up Oregon.
That's the news. That's really the headline here.
Incredibly, police were reported unable to subdue Frey with a taser. God, dog, he was focused. He was focused, yo. It took 15 officers to finally take him into custody and stop him from pleasuring himself. Frey later reportedly told authorities that he took methamphetamines and couldn't remember the obscene incident. Frey was treated at a local hospital and then booked into county jail on charges of public indecency, theft of services, and resisting arrest.
Right. Those were the charges. Which, by process of elimination, means that taking meth and assaulting 15 police officers is cool. But jerking off and resisting arrest is bad.
Is actually bad.
By the way, what is theft of services?
I have no idea. I was going to ask you the same thing, actually. Theft of services. He was in a restaurant, maybe not paying for your meal?
Maybe.
I don't know.
They hit this dude with a taser.
They hit on me with a taser. But he was so focused.
He was like, again. Do it again.
I was listening to a sports radio show, and they were talking about how. So I don't put tape over my camera, and this is not an admission of me, you know, doing anything that Mr. Frey was doing. But I don't put tape over my camera, but my daughter does. And I was laughing because I'd be like, man, nobody can mess with your camera. But then I was listening to a sports show, and the guy was saying that Mark Zuckerberg tapes his camera. And I was like, oh, shit. Right? And so one of the hosts or whatever is the Mason in Ireland show on 710 or whatever. But I don't like Mason, so don't listen to it. It's trash. But they were talking about, like, situations where having your camera expose you is bad, right? And Mason, one of the hosts, was like, there's no situation that I would be bothered by or whatever. If you saw me going to sleep or being with, you know, my significant other, I don't care. So John Ireland said, probably the funniest thing I'd heard all this week. Said, what if you're pleasuring yourself? And I thought of the horrible vision of the look on a person's face unknowingly, unbeknownst to them, that they're being taped doing that act. That is the worst vision I think I've ever had in my life.
What was it? Vinegar strokes?
To do that, and arm hold off 15 police officers. Oh my God.
He's just like, you are fucking up my concentration.
I can't even imagine, dude. Oh my God. To be fair to the police officers, I don't think this was a matter of strength. I think this was a matter of ill. Like, I'm not touching this dude.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They tried. As soon as the taser didn't work, it was like, all right, we either gonna shoot this dude or let him finish. Because I'm not tackling this dude.
When someone is suicidal, they'll bring their mother in to talk them off the roof or whatever. Talk them off the ledge.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they should have done.
Mm.
Yep.
Sound, yeah.
Just excellent moms idea. In. Mrs. Frey and, you know, done. Done deal.
Oh, man. The only word that keeps coming to mind is determination. Focus.
It's focus.
Oh, man. Mr. Frey was focused.
Oh, man. Terrible.
Oh, boy. Sorry, but I'm so
shout
done.
Shout out to Oregon.
Shout out to Oregon, yo, for stepping up to the plate.
It's about time the Pacific Northwest gets a little bit of shine.
I'm saying. At this point, Macklemore was as far as we got.
Oh, God.
Who also had to work hard and can identify with being a black man? Can every white rapper identify with being black in America now?
Magic rap.
What about Far East Movement? I'm going to ask them.
What are you going
to? Did you have to work harder? Do you feel like you could identify with the black experience based on your climb to the top in music?
Oh, yeah. You should just do a whole series.
Right.
Yeah. Be like, nah.
Right. They're like, no, I feel fly like a G6, but not particularly like a black male. All right. Sorry. Bad joke. Listen to Damn Nature real quick, man.
Damn Nature!
All right. Oh, man. Title King Kev, yo. Hey, lady. Have a nut.
Oh, dude, I forgot to ask you. What's the name get at you?
Don't do this. Don't try to do this to me. All right? Just stop. Just stop it. Oh, man. Squirrel stash over 200 nuts under the hood of a woman's car. CBS News.
Not a euphemism.
Not a euphemism, no. People involved, I said Chip and Dale. And the names of... The name of the woman is Holly Persick. Her husband's name is Chris. He did most of the talking in the interview. A Pennsylvania woman was driving her car when she smelled something burning and heard a strange noise. She popped the hood and discovered something a little nutty. All right, CBS News, you're gonna have to not do this.
Come on.
Listen, step I will quit up. This. If this keeps up, I will quit this show. All right, anyway. A massive stash of walnuts. Squirrel saved for the winter was under the hood of her car. Basically, long story short, there were over 200 nuts stashed in the car. And after they took it to the shop, there was like another full like trash can. a half a trash can of nuts under the engine. So.
Yep.
Yeah. You got anything for this, Kev?
Man. Okay, aside first of all, they said the husband, one of the few things the husband said was that the check engine light was on. you and I both know that that check engine light was on all summer. That was on. That check engine light was on since the late spring. So let's not blame it on the squirrels, okay?
Right,
they were just doing their job.
Yeah, they were doing what they were supposed to do. A check engine is a mild suggestion at best, but continue.
Oh, well, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, at least pop the hood, you know?
Look around.
Act like you're somebody.
Yes.
You know, check a fluid or something. Do something. You know, be somebody. The other thing is that this entire story is sort of silly and funny and whimsical. Until I noticed that they had to specify that it was a black walnut tree. Why does it always have to be like this, Trek?
You know what? I don't have any. You know what, man? I don't know. Eminem knows. Listen. In a row of black walnut trees, right? If there is a white walnut tree, that tree has to work so much harder that it understands the plight of the black walnut trees. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. All right, I'm going to run through it because I want to get to this one because we didn't do last week. So, you know.
Let's do it. Yep.
My title for this, So What You Saying?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Scientists recreate the voice of a 3,000-year-old mummy. Before I explain this at all, Kev, what do you think about that?
Why?
This is okay. That the tone of that why is the same way that I was asked why we had Kim Kardashian in the notes 2 weeks ago.
Pshaw. Was the mummy wearing Skims?
You know what? I'm done. Billboard reported this. A mummy. Well, it might have been the way she be stealing. The Skims is probably mummified and shit. 3,000-year-old
Egyptian. Billboard reported this?
Oh, I sure did put that down wrong, huh? That was not Billboard that reported this. This was it Reason.com? It wasn't Reason.
It was ScienceMag.org.
ScienceMag.org. Thank you. That was written down wrong.
I totally just made that up. But, all right, go ahead. Run with that.
Was it? Come on, man. We're trying to give the people good information.
It was. I think it was.
Hold on. I'm looking right now. I just want to confirm it.
By the way, sciencemag.org is definitely not a real thing. It's literally like scienceguy.edu.
Sciencemag.org is the source. All right. So peep this out.
Science shit. Dot.
a 3,000-year-old mummy named Nessie Amun was involved in this, or was the mummy that they allegedly recreated the voice or brought back the voice of. Based on writings on the mummy's coffin and objects that he was buried with, researchers know that he was an Egyptian priest and a scribe who likely sang and spoke to the gods as part of his ritual duties. To recover his voice, scientists placed the mummy in a computerized tomography scanner, and this allowed them to create a 3D model of his vocal tract, the dimensions of which shape the unique sound of a person's voice, but also like your nasal passage, right? Anyway, I don't know. This is why I'm not writing for science.
Now you're scienceguy.com. Yeah,
exactly. I'm out here. Yeah. I'm doing it, fam. I'm trying to. Listen, I do this for the people, all right? I do this for the people. The researchers then synthesized the mummy's voice by 3D printing a model of his airway and connecting it to an electronic larynx, an artificial voice box that provides a noise source. The resulting utterance is brief, but it gives a sense of what the ancient Egyptian voice may have sounded like. And that's it.
That's and here it. On Rap Sex Radio exclusively, we are going to hear for the first time.
Well, I'm going to reenact. What the
voice sounded like.
I'm going to reenact.
Okay. Well, I think we should both do it.
Okay. Okay. First of all, let me. Okay. Go ahead. You first.
You then. Go first. No, you go first.
I'm going to go. Please. Only reason I'm going to go first is because Traumatic said, gave a explanation that sounds about right to me. He said, it sounds like me when I'm disappointed. So. The mummy literally went, eh.
Do it one more time.
Eh. Which in turn was my response when I heard the when I heard the voice for the mummy. Me and the mummy said the exact same thing. I thought, before you get to your part of it. I'm going to give an admission. So I don't believe in ghosts and things of that nature. Like, I don't believe in that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people do. They believe like their cousins come back and talk to them and all that. So I just don't believe in that. Right. And that's fine. If you believe that, great. I don't. Right. So where I don't watch horror films, I'm not too bothered by like weird stuff like this at night. I can, you know, be read my phone and see something weird and just kind of press it and look at it and listen to it.
Good, right? Because you're a grown adult human.
Well, you know, some people are freaked out by that stuff, and that's what I'm admitting now. I did wait till morning time to listen to this, though.
What, because it wasn't like they said that the mummy, the 3,000-year-old mummy, said this.
Right. But I fully had a thought in my mind where the mummy would be like, why are you watching Clone Wars this late? I just thought like it would be weird to press the button and have this motherfucker say some shit.
Oh, so this is before you press the button.
It's before, okay. I press the button. I was like, you know what? I don't know if I want to hear no weird ass voice. But then in the morning, he was like, eh. And I was like, you're right. Eh. Now it's the end of it. But I totally did wait till the morning to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? It was a little too real for me. All right, Kev, your reenactment sounds like what?
Oh, so you know what he said, right?
What?
These nuts!
I hate this show. I really hate this show, man.
I didn't even plan to get you, and still you got got.
I don't even understand why that. That's just like, no, I didn't get got. That was just ridiculous.
All right, that was ridiculous. But what I want to know is, why does the actual recording sounded like, he sounded like Donald Trump. He sounded like Donald Trump's farts.
I was like, why didn't you push through like a word, like his name? You know what I mean? Or something like that. Like, I mean, I'm sure the science is much more difficult.
Why does the mummy have to be a caveman?
Yeah, it was like. And you said that the coffin said that he sang and spoke to the gods, and then when you brought him back, he was like, eh. I was like, yo, that's not what he did. That's not what how he talked.
What was the dude on Break? Did you watch Breaking Bad?
No, I didn't watch Breaking Bad.
Oh, shit. What's my man's name in the wheelchair? The uncle, fuck Tio, dude, man, and he just had to ring the bell. Oh, yeah, this is anticlimactic because I can't remember his name, but yeah, man.
Yeah.
These nuts.
Man, you stupid. I for sure thought he was going to be like, you've now woken up the mummy and given us the portal. And with the use of your Google Maps, we will be returning to take your souls. It's like, God dug it. Oh, man. All right, y'all. We're going to let y'all off the hook, man. Go ahead and let y'all go about your day.
Terrible. Terrible.
Oh, man. This has been Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy, Trek Life, and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yep.
Yo, Yo, tell a friend to tell another friend to tell a friend after that about where we at. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts. You can catch us on Google Podcasts. You can catch us on Stitcher. All of that, man. All of that. You know what I'm saying? But mainly, you can catch us on RapSucksRadio.com. So if you, you know, just happen to be in your homeboy's car right now, now you know where to catch us. What's up?
You know, you can catch you on, right?
No, man, stop. I'm done. I'm so sick of this. Oh, man, I'm so sick of this. Yo, man, we hope y'all have a wonderful rest of the week, man. Catch us at RapSucksRadio.com, RSR Podcast on Facebook, or RapSucksRadio on Instagram. We do have a Twitter, but Twitter is a crazy place, so we don't be on there as much.
It's the upside down.
Yes, it's ridiculous. On count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3, peace.
No.
We out.
No.
All right. We out. Peace.
Oh, man. You suck.